Welcome to the Casual Thursdays podcast. For better experience, please use headphones. Myelawa. So on another episode of the Casual Thursdays, first off, I really need to appreciate, show my gratitude on the turn up and the feedbacks and how I got on the previous episodes. I'm really grateful, and you guys are the real MVP, honestly. I mean, you're the major reason why I keep going on, because I won't lie, starting this initially has been sort of a challenge for me. You know, I've just been trying to test out the waters and, you know, get to know what's up and how it goes and everything. But the feedbacks and the comments and all I've been getting are the only thing that's given me the drive to keep going and digging out the potentials and, you know, giving you guys better and awesome content. In the words of Maya Angelou, she said, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better." Remember, this life is a journey and a race on its own. People will try to check you. Don't trip, don't fall. Just stand firm and stay balanced. This life is programmed in a way that whatever it is you do, regardless of what it is, you still won't meet up to some people's expectations. So you can't think because you want them to feel good about something that you're doing something else that's detrimental to yourself. You understand? You can't keep doing something at the expense of your own happiness. The major thing is you need to get the best out of life. Honestly, I feel bad for people who often rely on external factors for their happiness. You know, seeking other people's validation, waiting for them to accept them and stuff like that. Instead of you accepting yourself and, you know, living your best life. You need to find something that gives you the drive and energy to go on. You need to do something. For one, I know we all have appreciation for the finer things in life. And I'll use my perspective of this to explain one of the situations of unbalanced life. Well, first off, I saw a skit last week of DJ Copy. You know, the Don't Leave Me challenge everyone has been hopping on and stuff. And I've seen various ones. I saw some that were jumping inside the kitchen, some were running around the compound. Some are even, I thought I saw one that ran into the bush itself. It's crazy. And then when I saw Copy's version, you know, she did all that with finesse and all and then ran into a Range Rover. It's a classy shit. We all want to do things like that, you understand? Like, we all wish to get to have like that mad money, that rich thing, that wealthy lifestyle and stuff. You know, we all dream for things like that. But then we shouldn't let this world and its facade, we shouldn't let it get to us, you understand? The moment you start thinking of how people see you, then you're slacking. You shouldn't let the glossy sheen of this world fool you. The fact that you're not yet where you want to be doesn't mean you should get yourself down. Okay, you're just a normal guy hustling, you know, doing this and that. But you know, in future, you probably wish to be the kind of person that the families will go for vacations, the children will go to Disneyland, you leave them with a nanny or something, and you and your wife would probably go to Honolulu or Santorini. You know, just go to some fantasy highland, just spend a week or something and get back to normal reality and everything moves on, you understand? You get to drop your kids at school in an Audi Harriet or some mad Rolls Royce, some Bentley, you know, that kind of thing. All those big dreams, all those rich dreams, you know, that kind of thing. You need to dream worthy. And the only way for you to achieve that is to work towards it. And for real, every dime, every penny matters. If you're thinking this sort of thing you're doing right now won't lead you to where you're going, then you're delusional. Yeah, the likes of Bill Gates and not the likes of Dangote, if you go through some research and everything, they'll be like, they already made before the family tree this, family tree that, or something. But don't find an excuse. Why don't you think you can be the one that, you know, probably propel your family to greatness? you know, prepare yourself to greatness, and then those around you definitely, you understand, they'll benefit from it. That's just life. For instance, now, I've always had this crazy dream, this crazy mindset that how I wish I was a Saudi prince. You know, all those rich tycoon. You don't even get to spend in dollars or something. You spend it in gold and all. And I might want to bet on an horse racing, and I'll be betting with some barrels of oil. And not normal oil, I'm talking about like crude oil and, you know, just crazy things. I'll have an harem of women, maybe like I'll have probably 30 women and more. You know, we all have our dreams and we all have our crazy fantasies. But that's the major thing. That's the only thing that keeps us sane in this insane world. You're creating scenarios in your head, just that's the thing that will push you, that's the thing that will give you the drive to, you know, keep going and putting more effort and channeling more energy into something productive. Even if you don't have it easy, it's just like an opportunity for you to put in more effort. You know, that mad energy, the wild security bag mindset, the big win energy. Just do something. Be creative. Well, you know, the drive and thing. Speaking of that, remember the, you know, earlier during this quarantine season, when we had the Quarantine Radio by Tory Lanez, we had the Slim Keys, Father DMW Instagram Live. You know, some Nigerian celebrities doing some shows on Instagram, entertaining us actually. Yeah, you know, get to tune up and watch some IG live and stuff. You know, the ladies coming online, twerking, showing us some raunchy 18 rated and views and stuff, you understand. Well, before Ramadan came in and everything got suppressed to a minimum. So speaking of raunchy things, I happened to be live on Slim K's Insta Live one night. And, you know, ladies came up twerking, just displaying their abilities. And then there was this particular guy, I can't remember the username. There was a lady on, and she was, you know, twerking, and she was everywhere. But all of a sudden, she went off. You know, I thought it was connection, because she was on the high rise, and everyone was feeling her. You know, she had that energy, that fuming energy. And then one guy commented, he was like, "Oh, why would you do that? Just a little bit more, and I would have." So another lady came on. That one was even wilder, you understand. She was thirsty, a demon kind. And she was just, you know, everywhere using milk and all, like a combo of everything. So I was like, what's going on here tonight? And then the nigga eventually commented, he was like, "Wow, thank you so much. You made me come twice." When I saw that, when I saw the comment, I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? But then I realized that that was the only thing he had the drive for at the moment. You know, he was going to the dreamland, and those are the things that gave him the drive, the energy to keep going. And he was even lucky. He got there twice, so I can't fault him. So just like that, you need to, like, find something that will give you the drive to, you know, put in more energy into realizing your dream. And that's the main thing. Don't be sleeping on your level. Yeah, we know the life is not balanced, but we can be. For real. The question is not how to survive in this world, but it's majorly how to thrive with passion, compassion, and humor. You know, you need to have that humor, because the world is crazy and you need to deal with the things that will get you down. Be pessimistic about things. I mean, keep a positive outlook on it, but then be pessimistic about it. Yeah, it might come, then we'll be grateful. But then if it doesn't come, then it's one of those things in life. And what would you do? You move on. You understand? I mean, life is just like that. Sometimes you win some and you lose some. It's not a constant thing. As I said earlier, you need to do the best you can until you know better. But then when you know better, you need to do better. That's all there is about life. You know, my dad used to say something. It's in Yoruba. He said, "Wa shuriri, to ba ti ya ole, to de mo nko to nse." Which means, you will be successful as long as you're not lazy and you know what you're doing. For real, to me, that's life in one sentence. You know, you always need to put in that energy. Don't sleep. Don't slack at all. You need to always do something. Even if you're not being practical about it, you need to have a sort of improvement every particular day. Might not be shown that, okay, this is what I learned today, this is what I was able to do today, but your mindset should probably have an increase. It's a learning curve. It's a progress. You just have to move. Even if you're swimming, crawling, flying, anything, just move forward. That's the major thing in life. So I had this conversation with my nephew a few days back. I was seeing a movie and he came into my room. He wanted to join me in watching the movie. But you know, it's PG rated, so I just had to like stop the movie I was watching and, you know, try to entertain him and all. So eventually we saw Justice League, Apocalypse and animation. And when he got done, he asked me, he was like, "Why can't I watch the movies with you? You understand?" So I explained, I had to like let him know what's up with the PG rated things, at what age you're expected to watch some kind of movie, so it won't affect your mindset and all. I don't want him having all these, you know, crazy thoughts popping up in his head and stuff. I was watching Wolf of Wall Street by Leonardo DiCaprio. And then he asked about the movie, so I, you know, gave him a dumbed down version of it. When I was done with the explanation, he, you know, asked me a question. He was like, "Is money really everything?" Well, for one, I really didn't think twice when I gave him the answer, because I was like, "Yeah, sure, money is everything now." You know, me saying money is everything is something that will be relatable to people around, like people that knows life, but not like kids like that. So I had to give him another version of, okay, money is almost everything. So I had to like dumb it down to him. I had to give him like some different versions and, you know, like just making sure he understands some things about life. It's nice to enlighten them young and letting them know what life is majorly about, but not like in the serious version, and give him some explanations that he can relate to. Well, he's a video game freak and love movies, you know, the animation kind, the Justice League, Green Lantern and stuff. So I had to tell him, I was like, okay, if you want to be able to get your games all by yourself, then you need to get the money on your own. You know, that way you'll be independent and you won't have to rely on my hotspot to download movies and games anymore. And then I laid emphasis on the fact that you don't have to be in a hurry, but then you don't have to be slow either. Don't sleep on the level. But then regardless of what life throws to you, just go at your own pace. If you can increase the pace at which you run things, do. But then if you can't, just with patience, you'll get there. It takes time to get where you're going sometimes. You know, it's not how far, it's how well. So I saw a tweet yesterday. The guy wrote, "My dad just completed his first house and I'm super proud of him. He started in 2010. You know, something that short and simple really made me realize and think a little bit more on the intricacies of life. Yeah, we've seen projects that are completed in months, just few months. But then it took his dad 10 good years to complete a project. So honestly, regardless of what it is you're doing, as long as you're moving, That's the major point. And you shouldn't worry about people around. You should stop seeking people's validation, right? People will hate you. That's life. That's just life. And you should remember, every situation in life is temporary. So when life is good, make sure you enjoy it to the fullest. And when it isn't, always remember that it won't last forever. And better days are coming. Get back to work. Get the drive. More drive. Well, not that kind of drive like that guy I talked about. But you know, whatever you think will motivate you. And I'm not talking about all these inspirational speakers we listen to and stuff, you know. You have to ask them about what's their motivation code, like what's their life hack and stuff. And they'll just tell you it's all God, it's this and that and stuff. Guy, tell me life hack, you're telling me. But then if you ask of mine, I'll just say, if opportunity doesn't knock, then build a door and knock it yourself. Now you need to be the master of your own universe. You need to be the controller of your fate. Yeah, that's some motivational things right there. Don't sleep on it too. But honestly, the thing is, no one really knows who they are. You know, we're all just trying to figure things out as we go along. And the best you can do is reflect on who you were in the past and compare that to who you want to be right now. That's life and that's just how it goes. So let's all do better at what we have to do. And believe me, you'll be fine, you'll get there. All in good time. So, you guys have really had me in a good mood. Honestly, you know, what's with the feedbacks, the comments and all. And I think I'll tell you my life hack. Yeah, that's true, I will. Come on, I'm nice like that. Well, it's simple, honestly. It's just hit, pray and grind. Yeah, honestly, I'm a big foodie. I hate a lot. But then, you know, that's what fuels my desire to move on, you understand? I mean, if I don't have the money, how would I be able to eat whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want it? Because I'm a person that gets to take my meals gigantic size, you understand? I'm like a titan. I'll just devour a whole mountain kind of thing. And praying, you know, it's good to be closer to whatever your spiritual belief is. You know, if you believe in that, then be closer to that. And if you believe in this, then, you know, just do your thing and grind. Come on, you guys, we all need to grind, you understand? We all need to do some things, some productive things, and it should turn out all right. You know, just get the drive. I'm not that guy's drive. Nah, come on. So for real, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I'm really grateful. And don't forget to check out my Instagram. Come on, you guys have been sleeping on my Instagram, honestly. Check out my Instagram at The Casual Thoughts This Podcast. Don't forget to share this and repost on your stories and tag us. Come on, I need more activities. Just, you know, give me feedbacks, give me comments and all. Let me know if you're feeling this. And let me know how you feel about it. If you're not, then, you know, I can take it up a notch and stuff. Be free, be casual with Ayo. Thank you so much. I can't wait to talk to you all next week. And trust me, I've got something coming for you. Have a good day. I'm Ayo Lawal.